Hey, Mark.
Hey, Katie.
Hey, you want to do a podcast?
Yeah.
Sweet. Okay. Welcome to the Unforget Yourself show, where we use the power of woo and the proof of science to help you identify your blind spots, get over your own bullshit, so that you can do the fucking thing you actually want to do.
Absolutely. I'm Mark.
And I'm Katie.
And we're the founders of Unforget Yourself and the creators of the Unforget Yourself system. Look, being a business owner is tough.
Yeah.
With vulnerability and with humor, mm-hmm. we'll be sharing with you the real stories behind the success of those brave and crazy enough to start their own business. And to show you that you're not alone.
You're not. Well, from the accidental entrepreneur to the laser-focused CEO, we have honest conversations about how they got to where they are today. We talk about the challenges that they faced and what they're currently dealing with in real time on their roller coaster journey. Along the way, we want to show you that it's you. You are the most important asset in your business.
Yeah, you are. So let's cut the bullshit and start the show.
Enjoy.
Okay, hello everyone, and welcome to the show. Now, just a quick interruption to your normally scheduled podcast. Are you thinking about starting your own podcast? Or maybe you have a podcast, but it's an expensive hobby or a labor of love. But what if a podcast wasn't just a podcast? Imagine turning your ideas, your skills, your gift into a profitable business tool. At Profitable Podcasts, we help coaches and entrepreneurs to create, launch, and monetize their podcasts with ease, to build visibility and authority, and attract leads and clients easily and simply by giving value and being yourself. So skip the overwhelm and the never-ending social media, emails, workshops, networking, and attract your perfect clients, and all without spending a thing on ads. So if you're ready to make your voice your most powerful asset, let's talk. Reach out or head over to profitablepodcast.com to see how this will work for you. And now, on to your scheduled podcast episode. So today we have with us Wendy Page Sterling, an intuitive business coach and energy healer who helps high-achieving women trust themselves unapologetically to create aligned success without hustling or sacrificing their well-being. Through her Unapologetic Woman Mastermind and personalized mentorship programs, Wendy guides professionals who feel disconnected to break through limitations and build lives and businesses that feel truly aligned. Now, Wendy's journey from 20 years in corporate to building a seven-figure business demonstrates how trusting your intuition can lead to extraordinary transformations. And after walking away from the success following the profound personal experience that she went through, she's leading a movement that teaches women to hear their intuition louder than their fear. Love that. Wendy, yes, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you, Mark. It's so great to be here. And it's kind of nice to hear you talk about me. Like, to read my bio, it feels really good. It's like, wow, she's amazing.
Yeah, she is.
You don't hear that enough, right?
Oh, you're welcome. And you got it in a British accent. Thank you very much.
That was the cherry on top right there.
Nice. Well, your turn. Tag, you're it. Can you just expand a touch more on, you know, where you are today with your business and who is it that you love to work with?
Yeah, you know, it has been an evolution, right? You know, we were talking about before we hit record that, you know, who I was 10 years ago beginning my entrepreneurial career is definitely not the same woman who is standing here today. And, you know, I will say that I come from 20 years of corporate management and working in ad sales in the fashion industry for some online brands. And, you know, it's so funny when you're in corporate, you don't really understand how your experience is actually a lot more broad than corporate makes you feel. And what I quickly learned was that I was actually an entrepreneur just within the confines of corporate America, because I would be brought in to build multi-million dollar regions from absolutely nothing. And I really love fostering relationships with people. I've always been really good at seeing what my team members excelled at. I was their inspiration to show up and to be and perform at their best. And, you know, it's funny. I actually had breakfast with a former colleague, and, you know, I remember, and she said to me, she's like, I remember you and I had a conversation like right after you left our company. She's like, you have always been so intuitive. You have always been somebody who has been able to like see things that the rest of us can't. And that's really what I decided to do was to say, okay, I'm kind of good at this. And, you know, I think a lot of us don't have the courage to make the jump out of a, you know, a steady paycheck every month. But for me, it was suffocating me to stay where I was, and it was time for me to really put on my own oxygen mask and to start creating and building a business of my own. And, you know, that message came very unexpectedly about 8.5 years ago when the rug of my life came out from underneath me and I realized that my now ex-husband was having an affair. And it was that wake-up call that I needed to end the people-pleasing, to stand on my own 2 feet, to stop asking for permission, and to really start creating multi-million dollars for myself because it's something that I've always been really, really good at. And so I decided to make the jump. I got certified as a life coach. I got certified as an energy healer, and I quickly replaced my six-figure paycheck in a matter of 18 months, and then I built a seven-figure business within 4 years. And I did so by trusting my intuition. I did so by following the breadcrumbs that the universe, God, whatever it is that you call that, was putting in front of me, and trusting myself to the point where I would not know how it would work, but I knew that it was something that was the next best step for me. And with every step that I took, it was like, you know, it was kind of like it was building momentum upon itself. And I think one of the hardest parts that we have as entrepreneurs is really trusting when we don't have all of the information. Like, if anybody listening is like me, like, I like to have it all. I'm a control freak. I'm a type A personality. And so, an entrepreneur, sometimes, you know, it's work, it's constant work that I'm doing within myself to really just kind of pause and take a step back and just trust and listen to the energy.
Let's focus on that for a minute, because that's an interesting place to be. As an entrepreneur, we want control. Oh my gosh, we want to control everything. But realistically, you cannot control anything. You can have influence, you can set things up, but the actual control is not there. And I love your story. I love, obviously, the adversity that comes through this, but you were suffocating. You wanted to move, you wanted to change. But you said something that's the, it was that safety and security, or rather the perceived safety and security. In
Yes.
work, you can be let go in weeks. There is zero safety, but the perception is that it's there. The perception of entrepreneurship is, ah, now I've got to fight for my revenue. I've got to work so hard. Nothing is guaranteed. But you're more in control of that because you now have the flexibilities. There's things that you can do. So I
Yeah.
think that word perception, I know we're going to talk a lot about intuition here, but let's just start with the perception, because there is, you can freestyle on this. There is no such thing as truth, just your perception, your perspective of this. So, how has that, when you started to see that, what then could you see? How did that help you to make those shifts and those changes?
Yeah, you know, I think it's so interesting. It's a great question because I think so many times the reason that we don't allow ourselves to perceive things the way that they actually are, we tend to perceive things the way we want them to be. And I think that that's something that I know I've worked really hard on, right? Like I'm going to kind of answer this in an interesting different way maybe, but you know, I always talk about how I lived this Facebook facade life for so long when I was married to my first husband. And, you know, I always used to, like, all my friends were so shocked when we separated and eventually got divorced because they were like, you guys were the perfect couple. And it's like, of course, that's what I wanted you all to believe we were, right? And I think, to be honest, I think social media is a big reason why we struggle with the word perception, right? Because there is the way things that we want others to perceive us, and then there really is the truth of what the perception is intended to be. And what I have found is that when we are living into a vision or into a perception of what other people see us to be, that is when things are hard. That's when we are out of alignment. That's when the energy is really messy and things, it's like you're in quicksand. Versus when you are living in alignment with who you are and you are being authentic and what it is that you perceive, you're not putting glasses over it or a filter on, right? Like filters on social media, right? How many of you use filters or how many of you are really posting your actual photo, right? And so I think this is a really interesting, fascinating topic because the perception game starts with you. And so however it is that you see yourself is exactly what you're going to be putting out to everybody in the world. So that's why the work inside is so important.
Can I caveat that? Because when you're in alignment and being authentic and putting out the correct you, just unapologetically, that's your word. And I love that. People can still perceive you the wrong way. So again, what other people think, you can do it. So
it's none of your business.
It's not. And they're coming with their fears, their worries, their past experiences. Yeah. So no matter what you do, and that was one of the biggest moments for me. Once I realized, you mean I could try and do all this stuff and people would still think I'm good, I'm bad, I'm right, I'm wrong.
Right.
Huh. So when that was released, when we can let go of that, it's a bit guilt inducing, a bit frustrating for the past that we've wasted or what we've done. But now it's from that place. It, you mean it's easy? I might as well just be myself because hate, thanks Taylor Swift, hate is going to hate. People are going to judge regardless. So
always.
You might as well just be you, right?
Yeah. I mean, I tell my clients this all the time. Other people's opinions of you are none of your goddamn business. Your people are going to come because they align with who you are. I mean, Mark, let me tell you, I have lost so many people over my lifetime, especially since my divorce. And what I know to be true is that the people who are truly your friends, the people who are truly your ideal clients, they are going to stick around. They are the ones that are going to be there for you always. They are the ones that you want in your world. And I think that I think that we care so much about other, like we want everyone to like us, right? And if anybody listening is anything like me, like I used to follow these external definitions. And that's what determined my quote unquote success in life, right? And it's why I'm so passionate about the work that I do with my clients and about teaching them how to learn what trusting themselves unapologetically looks like. Because when you play by the rules, you're playing by somebody else's rule book. And like, what kind of an authentic true life is that versus when you're in alignment with your values and with your energy and with your purpose, the right people are going to come into your life. And I'm not saying that I'm not sad that friendships have shifted or that, business partners have disappeared. My belief system is that we're always evolving and there's seasons for these relationships. And when that season has passed, it's time to move on because when you let people go, the right and new people do come into your life. And if you don't see that, sort of that circle of life, right? Circle of connection, you're holding yourself back from the ideal people coming into your world and helping you shift.
Okay. Great example, because try it for yourself. Empty your calendar. It will fill back up with the right thing. So same thing is in life. I mean, Kate and myself both been through divorces and we lost people along the way. And because of our reasons, because of their reasons. And I know it was really tough for Katie. Some friends that she would hope would come with her didn't. Yeah. In hindsight now, you can see what's happened, transpired in their lives. Yeah, they didn't want to see the truth in themselves. They couldn't see their problems. So it's easy to abort and avoid rather than face the challenge that they're facing. So they threw their fears, their doubts, their worries onto Katie. And that was that. So we lose people and it is grief. It is loss. So it's an emotional journey we go on. But I said it was seasons. We're about to hit spring. I'm like, yes, the sun is shining, the birds are coming out, the flowers are coming out. Yes.
Yes.
It's part of this. One thing I want to expand on, you said about the playing by breaking the rules, playing different games.
Yes.
We have to play a game here. I think we're just playing by the, we're playing the wrong game with the wrong rules. We think we're playing one game, but we're not. I say that because these spiritual laws, like the Kabbalion, the spiritual laws of polarity, the laws of rhythm, these laws that are here to play with these spiritual laws, that's the real game. But these, the crap that we make up as human beings in here to guide us, we've got to find the right games.
Yeah.
And once you know the right, what the game really is, well, then it becomes fun.
Well, shouldn't it be, right? I mean, we were talking about that right before, right? If you're not having fun, something's off, right? And I call it energy. And to me, that's a signal that something gets to shift. And I think a lot of people get scared by that. I mean, trust me, I walked away from my seven-figure business that I built. I built a seven-figure divorce coaching business, super successful, but I was so out of alignment with the clients and the work and the industry that I had to leave. Like my...
How so? Give me some tangibility there. What was that for you? Because it's different for everyone.
Yeah. So for me, work started to feel really heavy. I started dreading getting on my group coaching calls. I had a podcast. I was dreading coming up with topics. I felt like I was faking caring about these topics. And slowly what ended up happening was getting clients, right? Finding new business opportunities became harder. My offers were becoming harder to speak about because I had no passion in my voice when I was like, come work with me. Let me get you through and recover from your divorce. Like, and a lot of that was also because my relationship with my kid's dad had, right? Like, I don't know, always even call him my ex because he's the father of my children and we're actually really good friends now. And I couldn't handle being in that negative space all the time. I'm an empath. I take on my client's energy and it just got really heavy. And what used to be so easy and the money flowed, it started to become really hard and the money was harder to make. And to me, that was a signal of something has to shift. Something in me has shifted and it is clearly reflecting in my results or lack thereof that it had to shift. And I'll tell you, within 2 months, okay, of acknowledging I'm shutting the business down, I am starting a new business, and I am now becoming a business, an intuitive business coach. Within 2 months, I hit six figures. Done.
Look, I mean, you're on the Unforget Yourself show. Unforget yourself. Remember you. So this sounds like it's all about managing yourself through this journey, getting yourself,
yes,
being able to self-regulate mentally, spiritually, yes, emotionally. What you said there is, I think, put that on a t-shirt. It's the clearest thing. If you're not having fun, something is off.
Yes.
That's it. That is the number one rule of business. You said heavy, dread, faking it, hard. This is not a happy, happy business. So that signpost, if you're not having fun, there's something off. And then the game starts. Find it. You find it. And you can find it. You know it. But having someone like yourself to guide you through that. Let's go into intuition. If you don't mind, I want to jump onto the intuition part of this, because if you're not having fun, something is off. Great, Mark. Thanks. Cool advice. But what the hell do I do about it? So I know that once I found my intuition or managed to be able to hear these, because as a splenic projector, they come thick and fast. If I don't notice it in the moment, it's gone. I over-logify everything. So being able to hear these whispers, it's a skill. It's an understanding. So for those who may know that it's not fun anymore, that something's off but don't know, I think step one, and correct me if I'm wrong here, you need to start to trust yourself. here yourself, because no one else can give you this answer. So how do you help your clients to tap into that intuition, to hear those whispers?
Yeah, you know, it's so, I love this question, and I love teaching this because we overcomplicate it, okay? If you are somebody listening right now and you're like, that's not for me, I'm not intuitive, I'm going to call BS, because we all have the ability to tap into our intuition, okay? When I say intuition, okay, the way that I describe intuition is it is a sensation in your body, okay? And it is a very different sensation from fear. When you experience fear, it is going to feel chaotic. It is going to feel intense. It is going to feel anxious. It is going to feel just like you are like spinning and you don't know how to stop. Versus when it's your intuition talking to you, it's just this calm knowing. It is this calm energy that is just kind of poking at you of like, hey. And I remember, I've been intuitive since I was a little girl. I was reminded of it when I did go through that night when I didn't, you know, the whole world came crashing down around me that I had built and knew. But I had always been intuitive, and my intuition speaks to me one way, and your intuition speaks to you your way. Like you, Mark, we talked about before, I too am a splenic projector. And so, yes, intuition may come a little bit more easily to me, but that doesn't mean that it's not possible for anybody. So everybody listening, okay, start with a baby step, which is learning where in your body you feel fear. Okay, for me, I feel fear in like my throat and my chest. It tightens and I feel panic. Okay, that's when fear is talking to me. When my intuition is speaking to me, it is this calm nudge, warmth that I feel in my stomach. If anything is happening inside of your head, that is not your intuition. Your head is responding to the body sensation, right? We always talk about, oh, it's mind over body. No, it's not. It's body over mind. So start paying attention to the sensations in your body and do it in small doses, right? It could even just be like, you wake up tomorrow, what do you want for breakfast? And you're like, oh, I really want a bagel. And then you're like, oh, but the bagel is carbs and I should really have eggs because that's healthier for me. Like, your intuition said, eat a bagel. I'm not telling you to eat a bagel, right? But I'm just saying your intuition was like, oh, you're craving a bagel. But then you got into rationalization, right? Fear comes in when fear is trying to gather evidence and seeking proof, versus your intuition has none of that. It is just this like, wait, what just came through? Like what, right? The night I discovered that my ex-husband was having an affair, his phone rang. I all of a sudden I heard this voice say, this isn't right. That's what the voice said. It was calm. It wasn't like sirens. It was, this isn't right, Wendy. Right? And then I followed up with it. Versus then after that, it was, oh my God, he would never do this. He's not that person, right? Justifying.
Okay, so I want to pause you there because I think that was huge. I want to put that in big neon lights. Fear gathers evidence and proof. Intuition just is. I can feel that. I can feel those times where intuition spoke. For me, it was a stupid example the other day. I was like, after work, what do I drink tonight? So I was like, I don't really want a beer. I don't want this. I don't want that. And I could feel myself going for one. I was like, no, my body is screaming, doesn't feel good. Not another time, not tonight. And it's just those little things, but the fear, I can feel it in my shoulders. I can feel it in my body. But I love that. Fear gathers evidence and proof. Intuition just is. Beautiful summary.
Thank you. It's the truth. And I feel like we've learned to disconnect from our bodies and to only pay attention to our heads. And you wonder why you're on autopilot. You wonder why you're in hustle mode. You wonder why you're on the hamster wheel of your life that you feel like you can't get off. And so it takes practice to just start rewiring, and the accountability of having someone, right? I'm my client's accountability partner and reflecting back to them what it is that I'm seeing and what I'm experiencing and reminding them over and over and over again of, remember where your intuition, like what is your intuition? And we practice. But awareness of your body sensations is step number one. And if you can master that, that's the hardest part, to be honest, because it's really about retraining decades worth of thinking that you've been on autopilot with. And so I would invite everybody to just start playing with it and to, again, play, have fun with it. You know, don't make major life decisions tomorrow testing your intuition. I'm not saying to do that. Just start small and start building. It's like building a muscle at the gym. It's the same kind of a thing, and see what happens. And I guarantee you, if you start listening to it little by little, you'll notice how different your life becomes and how much more easily things will be.
I love that. So training. So these things don't, the small things, should I turn left or right? Should I have this for dinner or that? You can train yourself. Someone's on an episode, I forgot her name, damn it. It was a couple of months ago. We spoke about the intuition and all the senses that we have. I was like, it's different for everyone. For someone, it might be, you start to see these things. I love the nods and winks from the universe. You can start to see these things in play. It's like, ah, teehee, it's going in the right direction. Yeah. Other people, you have this taste. Other people, it's what you see. It's what you hear. Maybe you hear something. So the universe is trying to communicate with you. It will try and find the best way to do this. It's different for everyone. So once you start to notice, every time things go right, I hear this, I see this, I taste this, to have that, it can be internal. It can also be external. So again, because we're tapped into this. So to play with this, play with it, to find it. Yeah. And okay, trust and belief, because this all sounds super good. Blah, blah, blah. We can reverse engineer all the proof we want. Hey, fear. But how do you help people to have that proof, not proof, the faith, the belief? Because you need that, else you will see the opposite. You will prove yourself right.
Yeah. You know, it's so interesting. It's a great question, because what I notice, and I notice this with myself, and I notice this with my clients, but what ends up happening is your faith will deepen as you exercise this muscle. So I'll give an example. Okay. I have a client that we just did an exercise together, and she is someone who's starting to learn to lean into her intuition. And, you know, I've walked her through kind of like, I have a methodology that I walk my clients through. And I've told you guys about step one, which is awareness. but it goes deeper than that. But we had gone through this process together, and we did a visualization, and there was something tangible within that visualization that she had received, and she had her homework assignment. The next morning, she sends me a picture. Somebody walked into her office wearing a picture of this object that she had visualized the night before, that was part of this vision that she created. And she was like, holy shit, Wendy, like, look, we just walked into my office. And I was like, okay, so what does that say to you? And she was like, oh my God. She's like, I just asked a question right before this person walked into my office, and that was the confirmation that I needed, right? And so the faith piece is, you don't have to be a devout something, right? If you believe in a higher power of some kind, if you believe in quantum physics, right? If you believe in something out there, okay, it is something I've practiced for the last 2 years. My everyday practice has been to strengthen my faith and trust in a higher power. For me, that is God. And my faith has deepened by not only I do mini meditations, because I'm not someone who can sit for even 20 minutes meditating. I'm like a 5 to 8 minute girl, but it's something that I practice. It's something that even when I go out on walks, I'm like speaking to God. My mom passed away. I speak to my mother sometimes and I ask her for support. And the faith piece gets built when you start opening your eyes to the answers that the universe is actually handing you. But the reason you're not seeing them is because you are not present. You are not in your body. You're not in this moment. So the fastest way to really deepen your faith is to become and be present in your life. Stop the multitasking. Stop being on your phone while you're talking to your child, or you're on a Zoom and emails are flying into your computer. You're missing it. Because signs are around us all the freaking time. It takes you slowing down, getting present, and seeing them, hearing them, because they're all there for you.
Beautiful. Be present. Stop multitasking. Stop missing it, because it's all around. There's also, and this is a hard one, the polarity. So there is that faith, there's that belief in higher power, God, universe, source, whatever you believe in. There is that, sweet, God will take care of it, it's all fine. We rather than have faith and gently sort of tango through this together, we leave it all to the big man. Over you go, you've got this. No, you still have to play your role in this. So we can oftentimes, like when we talk about when we help our clients with marketing, for example, hope marketing, high optimism, poor execution. We hope this will happen. We want karma to be our CFO. No.
That's not possible.
No.
It would be great.
It's part of it, but it's not the only thing. So there's an overgiving of responsibility when we have to play our role. Can you talk about that nuance quickly? Because I think that's important.
Yeah. You know, it's an embodiment, right? So it's the embodiment of what it is that you are seeking to become. So, you know, we talked about this before we hit record too. Like, if you're not in alignment and you're not embodying this version of yourself that you are, you know, surrendering into, trusting into. So for, okay, examples work better, I think. So for example, right, I knew that I didn't want a divorce coach anymore. And I kept saying, God, show me a sign. Show me a sign. Guess what God showed me? I was in Maui. I was in Lahaina. We were in the Lahaina fires. I physically drove with my second husband and our children through the fires in Lahaina when I was on a trip saying, I'm surrendering. I'm going to listen to the signs and see what God tells me to do. I embodied the surrender. I embodied the openness of what is going to be next in my business. I didn't go out and like start brainstorming, ChatGPTing, Googling, calling friends. I just said, God is going to tell me. We drove through that fire in Lahaina. And I remember as we drove through it, watched the flames cross over the freeway. I looked at my partner, Jeff, and I said, I'm burning my business down. And he's like, what? I'm like, it's dead. It's done. And this is my new business. And the name Wendy Page Sterling, that's the business. And he's like, what do you mean? I'm like, I'm a spiritual business coach. I am an intuitive business coach. That's my business. And he's like, where is this coming from? I'm like, you just drove, like, life is happening around us and we just drove through a fire. And this is the download that is on the other side of the fire. I didn't go, hey, God, like, you know, master, you know, or a world changing event that's going to, like, you know, I didn't ask for that. I asked for a sign and then I listened because I was present in that moment in the car. Right. And so the piece that you're responsible for, it is a two-way relationship, right? You can't just sit back and do nothing. It's in the embodiment. It's the being. It is being that version of you, because when you are that version of yourself, the message will come faster. Does that make sense?
Yes, 1,000%. And I just love the analogy of you guys driving through fire, you having this big epiphany. And I'm like, yeah, this is all good and well, but watch the fires, watch the flames. That's cool. We'll talk about that later. Gotcha. Now dodge that. Look, I think this is a beautiful way to wrap up this episode. It sums up everything. Here's the question. What are you seeking to become? That's it. What are you seeking to become? And sit with that. I think that's a beautiful way to analyze, understand, see where you're at. You don't have to be in the pits of fire to do this, but what are you
They
seeking to
don't.
become? And just see what comes up. And look, this has been fantastic. Wendy, thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for sharing. Look, for those people who want to maybe explore that question with you or find out a bit more about what you do, you've even got a freebie for us. How can they reach out to you? How can they find you?
Yeah, well, first of all, Mark, thank you so much. This was such a fun conversation. I truly enjoyed our time together, and I cannot thank you enough. This has been a great conversation. And for everybody listening, thank you for tuning in. And I would love to connect with you guys first and foremost. I'm on every social I'm on every social media platform at Wendy Page Sterling. I also have my own show, The Power in the Pause podcast, which you guys can check out. And my freebie for each and every one of you guys here is I've created what I call an intuition awakening guide. And it is a combination of a very short, because again, I'm a short meditation girl. It is a short guided meditation that will take you to a place to meet your own intuition and where he or she lives. And then the five keys that I teach my clients to help you to continue to unlock that inner wisdom that's within you. So you guys can grab that at wendypagesterling.com/intuitionawakeningkit. And I would love for you guys to let me know how it works for you. A lot of people that download it have had incredible results. It gives you guys really simple baby steps to start tapping in and a super easy way for you to connect in with where your intuition lives within you. So, thank you again, Mark, for having me.
Oh, you're so welcome. Well, everyone, if you're curious or think this sounds fantastic, go and check it out, grab that, and then start the conversation. But yeah, Wendy, this has been so much fun. I really enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mark. Take care. Bye,
You're
everybody.
welcome. Hey, Katie.
Yeah, Mark.
Want to do an outro?
I sure do.
Sweet. Hey, thank you so much for listening and making it to the end.
Yay, you.
So, what happens next?
We ask them the things that podcasters are supposed to ask at the end of an episode.
Can you please rate, review, download?
Subscribe. Yeah.
But why is it important?
Because that's how our podcast gets noticed.
It's how people find us.
It is, and we want all their earballs.
All the earballs all over the place.
We do.
Nice.
Yeah, so please do all those things. We'll be ever so grateful.
And then more people hear your beautiful voice.
Or yours.
See you next time.
Bye.